Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Meta Musings. This is our first podcast. It's in regards to awakening, spiritual awakening, and what that means. And our special guest will be psychic medium Kimberly Vana. We have some technical difficulties getting going today, so hopefully she can call in, and I will go ahead and get started. I'm going to talk a little bit about the podcast and the inspiration for it and who I am. So my name is Misty Garcia, and I am the host, and I am basically wanting to create a platform for people to come and, you know, share and learn and just share their experiences. So this first show, I wanted to be what started my experience is awakening. So typically that is in regards to a very traumatic event that happens in our lives, and when that happens, that can also kind of be ground-shattering, ground-shaking, and it changes everything for you. So I am hoping that I can help other people along their path in their way, and this podcast was kind of a dream of mine about 2.5 years ago, and I have gone through many different steps and ways to get to this podcast. So I am so excited that you're joining me, and I hope that you can bear with me as I kind of go through the growing pains of this first podcast and get everything up and running properly. So it took us a couple minutes to get the show up and running, and I am just waiting for Kimberly Vana to call in, and I'll go ahead and start on our topic tonight. If you guys are joining me on Blog Talk Radio, feel free to log in as a guest, and you can communicate with me through the live chat. Let's see if I can get that pulled up so I can see everybody's comments, and I will try to answer your questions. See here. I'm also Periscoping, so if you guys are on Periscope, I will try to answer your questions as well. I'll try to check both here as we go along. All right. So, spiritual awakening. What is it? And I have my notes here, so I'm going to be looking at my notes if you guys are commenting. I'll try to keep up. I apologize. So, spiritual awakening is the act of becoming aware of things that maybe we were asleep to before. A lot of times, usually before the age of 5, we are very much awake, right? We are very much connected to the world around us, to everything that's going on spiritually, and we have no problem being our true, authentic self. But as time goes on, you know, the world around us, and it's not ever maliciously, but our parents and our teachers, they start to teach us how to integrate into the world, right, into the everyday humdrum of society. And a lot of times that will start to break down our authentic self. And it's not ever in a malicious way. It's just, you know, you learn that, oh, if I do these certain things, it makes other people happy. And then we start to learn how to get our happiness outside of ourselves because we want others to appreciate us and want others to approve of us and we want others to be happy for us. So we start to lose our authenticity and we start to be what everybody else wants us to be. And that's kind of where we start to fall out of that true authentic state. And later on in life, we usually have like this big epiphany or a spiritual awakening that awakens us to all those things that we have forgotten, right? Because we've always known them. And with that being said, I'm going to introduce our special guest, Kimberly Vana. She's psychic medium, Kimberly Vana. And I've been friends with her for a while, right? And get her on here one moment. Hello?
Hello, how are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm so glad that you could join me. So everyone, this is psychic medium Kimberly Vana, and she is actually a really good friend of mine, and I am so excited that you could join me for my first podcast today.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me to your first one. It means a lot, and there's so much we can talk about. I mean, we're only touching on the tip of the iceberg tonight, but we have a lot we can talk about.
Yes. So I think you called in earlier. I had a little bit of technical difficulty in the beginning, so I apologize if I might have accidentally hung up on you.
It's okay.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do.
Okay. Well, excuse me. I've been a psychic medium for 2 years now, and I started off with a mentor within my family because it does run in the family, and it's really been a fantastic and blessed journey. It really has been. It's amazing. The people that I'm able to connect to, the people that I'm able to work with, people I'm able to help. It's really just been a blessing. And I personally work with tarot, psychometry, pendulum, and a lot, well, most of what I do, I work with my spirit guides. So that's where I'm really getting my information from. So I'm very careful when people say, you know, you're great at what you do, you know, you're wonderful at this, and I'm like, well, I always remember to thank my spirit guides because they are really the ones that get us through this.
Yes, I totally agree with
mm-hmm.
that. And
absolutely.
So were you always like sensitive, like as growing up, did you have experiences growing up?
I did. You know, I saw my first spirit at around 7, and I've always known I was intuitive, but the problem was, as with most people, is I was intuitive, I was sensitive. I remember playing games with my brother. He's 7 years older, and I would play with his friends, and it was a game very similar to I can't think of it now all of a sudden. But you're guessing different countries and different answers, and I seemed to get them all right, and they didn't know how I knew them all, which was funny, and wouldn't let me play. So that was probably my first introduction as that I was a little bit different than everybody else.
Nice. They like to play games. That's awesome.
Yeah, and I can't remember. It's very popular game. It's not gestures. It's not Pictionary. What is it? It was so popular for a while, but anyway, it doesn't matter. But, different things like that. And I remember when you're very close to someone, you find out you know and you're sensitive, you find out you know everything about the person. I'll never forget, my first husband often accused me of being a witch because he couldn't figure out how I knew what I knew. And I said, I don't know how I know it, I just know it. And it kind of makes me laugh now, but, you know, when you are sensitive, you pick up on things that normal people don't really seem to pick up on. Not that and I believe it's something we all can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not something that's, you know, you are, you know, you are born with the power and only you and all this kind of stuff. But I think if you are at a good place in your life and your gifts are revealed to you, and I was lucky enough to have someone to teach me how to use them, then I think that's when things really come together to you, for you, rather, as a psychic or a medium or, you know, anything like that.
Yeah, I totally agree that we're all born. This isn't like just certain people have it. It's a human thing. We all have intuition. We all have, you know, the psychic ability is, you know, born within us. So it's just something I think I was actually talking about that right before you called in, with how before the age of five, we're still so very much connected and very authentic to who we truly are. But as we grow, not like maliciously, but a lot of times our teachers and our parents teach us how to integrate into society, which is not a part of that world, right? So we have to learn how to live in this duality, and a lot of times we just block out this whole spiritual side of us completely until later in life something happens, like awakening, and then you just realize, oh my gosh, now I'm coming into all this information that I completely forgot or, you know, knew all along and just was blocking out. So, yeah, I totally agree.
Mm-hmm. And there's, excuse me, there's a very good point to that. Is that, like, with my story, I always knew there was something there, and it wasn't until, you know, I had a mentor, and I don't know if you've ever heard of Echo Bodine. She's amazing. I've read, she's wonderful, wonderful psychic medium, and she has a video out. There's several people, reputable people that have books out, and I think that, you know, connecting to all those things are really, you know, you really have to work at this. Yes, we are all gifted, but it's practice, practice, practice.
Right. I totally agree. So I was doing some research for the show on awakening, and did something happen to you that just kind of brought you into this whole new world of psychic mediumship? Was it like an event in your life that happened that brought it along?
You know, it was yes and no. I had come from a first marriage that didn't work out and went and had remarried, and it was kind of like I was able to kind of accept who I was for the first time in my life. I was suddenly accepted for who I was, encouraged for who I was. I didn't have a major, you know, near-death experience or anything like that, but I think that if your soul is ready and you are at a place in your life where, you know, I feel like you have to have some amount of personal experience to be able to teach and help other people. So I think I came to a point in my life where I had enough life experience that spirit said, okay, you know, I feel like you're losing, you know, you're letting go of ego and you're really letting me in. And it was kind of as easy as that.
Yes, that's beautiful. I mine was a little bit more... It was based upon a lot of people passing in a short period of time.
Right.
That for me was like, because before that I did not deal well with people passing. I did not deal well with the emotions of others, because I'm very empathic. So being at a funeral is extremely hard for me because of everybody's emotions. So having to do that in such a short period of time, it just kind of like blew open a whole new experience for me. And that sent me down this amazing, beautiful path of meeting all kinds of wonderful people like yourself.
Aww.
it's been an awesome experience.
I've had a few people pass in my life, but not a lot in one situation like you have. But I find that we all come to our gifts at different times in different ways. You know, I have had the experiences, as you know, some of you will, is that people say, well, what do you mean you're all of the sudden psychic? And like, well, it's not really like that. You're not all of a sudden psychic. You are always psychic. It's something I studied. I walk the walk. I meditate. It's something you honestly have to work at.
Yeah, you went to the Edgar Cayce Foundation, right?
I have been there, yes. I've studied there. I continue to go there. It's a wonderful resource for anyone. It's, looking into psychism. Edgar Cayce was one of the most, he was a world-renowned, they called him the sleeping psychic. And their foundation is, right, and their foundation is originally in Virginia Beach. And it's a great sanctuary. It's a great place to go. Education, learning, relaxing. I love to go there on a Sunday when, you know, I've got the time and I can dedicate 2 hours to just really, you know, walking through the labyrinth and going through the meditation garden and maybe going to the cafe. Just
yes,
fun, really, really fun stuff.
The labyrinth, I've always wanted to go through a labyrinth. It's a very, I've heard a lot of people say it's a very meditative and transforming experience.
You know, I've heard the same. I can't say I've done it because, and this is probably why I need to do it more than anyone else. I don't have the patience. When you find you don't have the patience to meditate or do a labyrinth, you probably need to do it twice.
Yeah, I can totally relate to that for sure. I'm really bad with So I wanted to talk a little bit about awakening and kind of what that is and what to expect and maybe some ideas. I came across this, it's a website, and I've never heard of it before, but in my research I found it. It's called American Center for Spiritually Transformative Experiences, or in short, ACISTE.com. Have you ever heard of that?
I have not, but I'm very interested.
Yeah, so I'm going to put it in the chat for anybody who's in my
Please
chat.
Please do.
It's A for American, C-I-S as in Sam, T-E.com. And it's basically, you know, a community of people that have gone through very transformative spiritual experiences and, like, awakening experiences. Because I think a lot of times when people go through super traumatic experiences, they're stuck in this duality. Like, how do I go back to my normal life? How do I go back to the everyday humdrum of going to my 9-to-5 job and pretending like my world didn't change, you know? And they don't know where to go from there. So I really think that community is a huge, huge part of it. Would you agree with that?
It really is. It really is. Because, I'll tell you, there are some bullet points to awakening. I mean, there are a lot of the physical effects with, I remember my crown chakra would tingle constantly. Or when a spirit is coming through, the hair on my arms and my head will tingle, something like that. But, you know, there's, it's different for everybody, but I don't know. It when it happens, you know, and we can even talk about third eye opening. When it happens, it's so different. It's different for everyone, but it's fairly similar as well. And I honestly, you go through a point where you start realizing an awakening, and many people even question, is this real? Am I losing my mind? Because There's so many coincidences. There's so many similarities. There's so much that's been proven to me that there's more to life than what we think we are. But if you don't know someone else in your similar situation, you're going to question yourself a lot. And so community is important because you need that validation. You need that support. Because I do remember in the beginning, you know, you have this part where you're like, you question yourself, is this real? And it gets proven over and over and over again that it actually is. You know, so having that support is and it's just imperative.
Yes, I totally agree. And I just real quick, I have to correct myself. I said the website was acise.com. It's .org. So I apologize. Just if you guys
okay.
want to look.
Okay. Wonderful.
So.
I will definitely look at that. I know that.
Yeah, it's it was interesting. I haven't gotten too in depth with that, but it looked very interesting. So I thought I wanted to give it to you guys if anybody, you know, needs that community or wants to check that out, because like you said, there are bullet points that happen. You know, like the tingling. I used to get tingling on my forehead. It would like run from my temples to my temples, or like my crown chakra. And I would get terrible pain in my head. Yeah. It would be intense.
Yeah.
And it is different, but there's kind of some similarities.
Yeah. I mean, and another thing I started thinking, you know, I started to see people, I used to see people on the street, and suddenly so many of them are like, I felt I knew them.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know I've never met you, but I know you, and I don't know why I know you. And everyone goes through that. So don't think you're, you know, losing your mind or anything like that. But people will start to become very familiar to you. You'll meet a person and be able to tell you almost exactly why they even came to you in the first place if you start to do readings professionally. But it's kind of a thing where, everyone starts to look very familiar.
And I think that's how we became such good friends. We actually met and immediately started talking. And I was like, I feel like I've known you forever.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And that's a huge part of it, because I do feel that souls connect again and again over lifetimes. We tend to kind of stay within our same spiritual family. Not to say you won't meet other people outside of that, but many times I personally believe we are reincarnated with very similar people.
Yes, I totally agree. I've even remember driving by a gentleman and his wife walking, pushing a baby carriage. And I remember slowing down the car, and I wanted so badly just to, like, stop the car and go hug this man. I don't even know who he is. He probably would have been like, whoa, what's going on, lady?
Something in you knew that he was suffering from something.
Yes, yeah. So, and that's with being empathic. In the beginning, it can be so overwhelming because you don't understand where these feelings are coming from. And you almost feel like you're losing your mind. You do. So until you start learning how to, you know, work with your chakras and kind of protect yourself, put like a protection around yourself and things like that, you don't know. And I just want to take a real quick break. I think somebody's calling in, and we're not taking live callers today. So I just want to let you know that, unfortunately, I'm not going to take any live callers. I'm just having a guest. So if you call in, I apologize, but I'm not going to answer today. Maybe another day.
Yeah, well, that's something to work up to.
Yeah, we'll work up to that one. So I also have written down some ideas for helping people when they're going through this. And I think journaling is huge when you're going through an awakening or any kind of spiritual practice. I think journaling is really, really helpful. And it's kind of like more validation, because you can go back to, oh, hey, look, this is a reoccurring theme. So maybe every time this happens, it's my guide speaking to me, or, you know, something like that. What do you think about
that? Right, and I think that's especially essential to have a dream journal, don't you?
Yes, I get a lot of information through my dreams. I do.
You know, because so often, as soon as you put your feet on the ground, you've forgotten everything, and you know, time to get the kids to school, and et cetera. And you know, if you don't write them down right away, they're almost gone.
Yeah, and oh, see, that's my cuckoo clock. So
what?
If you could hear that, that was my cuckoo clock. It's so loud. Everybody's like, "What is this?"
Oh my word! I haven't seen that since my grandparents had one, and I loved it to death. I loved it to death. I don't know what ever happened to it, but I would love to have had that.
Cuckoo clocks are hilarious.
They're wonderful.
Yes, they. That one was actually given to us from my brother-in-law. He got it from Germany, so it's like a German cuckoo clock. And everybody, when I'm on the phone or I'm doing anything, they're always like, "What is that noise?" I'm like, "Oh, it's my cuckoo clock." Don't mind that. It's just the cuckoo clock.
You know, we all have those comfort feelings in our home. You know, like for example, I burn sage and incense all the time. I play calm meditation music and things like that. And it's so funny because we all have those little comforts in our home,
yeah.
You know, to kind of bring you back to center and say, you know, I'm grounded. I'm sure of who I am, and this is my gift.
Yes, absolutely, and that's something that you want to learn how to like clear your space, your sacred space, making a sacred space in your home for you to
absolutely.
Meditation or, you know, if you want to practice other kinds of divination like cards or anything like that, you want to learn how to clear the space. And I have to tell you, Kimberly, I used sage for the first time in my house the other day. It's so funny.
Okay.
I actually have never used it before. And I found some and I was like, you know what, I'm going to try it. And so I used it in my house and I will tell you that I feel like it really does work and it does clear. And my house felt much lighter afterwards. But
yes.
My husband came home and he walked through the door and he stopped dead in his tracks. And before he could even say a word, I started cracking up. And he was like, "Were you smoking?" I was clearing the space. I'm trying to make our house, you know, nice. Okay.
Right. And my children have the same reaction. They come home from school and they're like, "What's that weird smell?" But I have to share one quick story with you. We had, you know, I actually, you asked me earlier on if something had happened to occur my awakening. And really, I guess what I completely forgot about is my daughter is a natural medium and her awakening and my concern for what she was seeing, experiencing, things like that, that's what really drew me into this because she sees spirit as a natural medium would, you know, as a real person as you or I. And so that's what kind of got me going on to it. But it's so funny, we had someone come out, before I knew what I know now, you know, we were in contact with paranormal groups and someone came out to stage and bless the house, and apparently please, if anyone does this, remember, open your windows, because we had the fire department come for us.
It was
pretty funny, and because sage is so smoky, and some people aren't comfortable with it, and there is a sage spray if you don't want smoke in your home. There are other ways to do it, of course, but I'll never forget that day. We did not open the windows, and the fire department came. So be careful of that when you do sage your home.
Yeah, and that's something that I wanted to mention earlier. I forgot. My inspiration for this podcast was Psychic Teachers. It's a podcast that I started listening to like a couple years ago, and I think I told you about it as well. And
yes.
Yeah, I really enjoy their podcast. So if you guys are ever interested in looking at theirs, they have great topics as well. But she has, Samantha Fay, has a room clearing spray, and it's holy water with, you know, different either crystals in it or different essential oils in it.
Wow.
And it's a completely different way to clear a space. So if you're not into sage and then you're not into, like, Palo Santo, which I love the smell of, then you could do something like that.
I do too. I think that's a wonderful idea. There are many ways because, you know, I can't even burn too much incense in my house, and some people might have the same experience, but my daughter has asthma. So, I mean, if I burn something very, you know, light and just a stick of it that's going to waft through the house and not overwhelm anybody.
Right, yeah. So
you know, yeah.
Something like a simple clearing spray of holy water. And you can even go, I mean, I'm pretty sure that you can do this. As a Catholic, you can go to the church and have water blessed. And you can just use
that. Sure.
So it doesn't
Absolutely.
And my personal opinion is it doesn't have to be anything specific. It's all about the intention. So if it's flower petals that you want to sprinkle around your house and the intention is that they will clear your house, I'm pretty sure it'll work if you have faith in it. That's just
no, I agree with that. Yeah, one of the sprays I used, it was a couple months ago, it was called Rose Water. And you would spray that in the room and it would literally lift the vibrations and get rid of any negative feelings. And it wasn't heavy, and it's not offensive heavy or anything like that. In fact, the scent is lovely, and I wish it would stay around longer, but that's yet another way to, you know, clear your space.
Yes, I totally agree with that. And one thing before, you know, we run out of time, we've got so much to talk about. We have a lot to talk about, but meditation, like this is super key to opening up any kind of spiritual abilities. Meditation is super important, I would say.
It is because it connects you with your spirit guides. It connects you with your higher self.
Yeah.
And otherwise you're going to be involved in ego. And ego is what makes you second guess, am I getting this information from myself or is it from spirit?
Yes.
So I know for myself, I always do morning prayers, especially if I'm doing a reading that day. But I do them every day and just ask for wisdom, discernment, that all readings are for the higher good, and grant me clarity for the sitter. And that's really, that helps a tremendous. I wouldn't do a reading without doing that.
Yeah, I totally agree, yeah. And I always say, for the highest good of all, you know, because we can't necessarily understand what they need or what you need. But if you say for the highest good, then whatever will be, basically, you know, for the highest good.
Yeah, right. And I agree with that because we are really just a vessel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't you think that we're really the one that they're channeling the energy through and they're kind enough to give us the information and let us help other people. And it's just, you know, you always want that to be for the higher good. You wouldn't want, you know, the first thing I say to people is if you go to someone and they tell you you've got 12 demons attached to you, you know, I'm sorry. I'm not believing that. And don't go to that person again because I really don't see that as a viable thing, you know, but yeah, I mean, just asking, I always ask for the higher good that if something is wrong with the person, that I'm able to identify it and fix it.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And you had talked about earlier synchronicities. I think that's super important when you first start waking up. You see a lot of different things, and especially with numbers. And a lot of people...
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Yeah. 1111 is a big one. That's the sign of awakening. And
yes.
When you start seeing that over and over again, it's your guides and your angels to pay attention to what you're thinking about or what you're doing at those times that you see those numbers. And that can kind of guide you into what you need to be doing or where you need to be focusing, kind of.
I completely agree with that, because I've noticed ever since my awakening that the number on the clock is either always 1111, 222, 333.
Right now. I mean, I'm just saying it's 1011 right now.
See, it just happens. And I always laugh about it, but in a nice way. It's almost like a thank you for letting me know you're still there and you're watching over me, you know?
Yes. I totally agree with that. And it's comforting. I mean, after a while, it starts to become a comforting thing, and you're just like, thank you. Just gratitude, you know? And
it is very comforting.
Yeah. And another thing I wanted to mention, too, was when you start to open up, a lot of things, I started asking, like, my guides and my angels for validation. So I would say, you know, if you can show me, give me a sign, and I would write these in my journal. And I believe just last week or the week before, I asked for a sign that doing this podcast was something that is in my path. Like, is this what I really should be doing? Is this what I should be spending my energy on? And lo and behold, we were in the middle of winter. You know, it's starting to become spring, but I have not seen any birds in my backyard. And I walk out back, and there's two red birds sitting on my back deck, right in front of my face.
And
I have not seen them since. In the summertime, they come around all the time, but I hadn't seen them all winter. So to me, that's a sign. And it's something that means something to me. To see those two red birds, they mean something to me. In the beginning, I would ask for specific things. Like, I remember asking for a pine cone, and I said, you know, just show me a pine cone to let me know that, you know, you're here, you're with me, or whatever. And it didn't show up in the form of an actual pine cone. What it showed up as, the study of the pineal gland. And if you look into the history of the pineal gland, it is represented in a lot of architecture as a pine cone. So that's kind of like in mind when that started coming across my information, podcasts and emails. I was looking at all these pine cones for the pineal gland, and I was like, wow. So sometimes it doesn't come to you in the actual form of a pine cone or a bird. It'll come to you in a picture or a song or something like that.
Yes, very often. And you know, I'm one of these people that, you know, I ask for similar signs, and my thing is, I had asked last week about someone that had passed, and I said, if they are still around, show me a white feather and a penny with the tail side up. And this is not a game of testing the spirit, because that's not what we intend to do, but we're just looking for validation. And like you said, spirit came through, and for the next two days, I saw two white feathers on the ground and two pennies.
That's
awesome. And it was it is simply validation. We're not here to say, hey, you know, if you don't test spirit with an ego, you test spirit with a humble heart.
Yes.
Don't you agree?
Yes. I totally agree. And it's more of a, you know, validation, but also like a comfort to say, well, in the beginning, for me, it was, am I really losing my mind, or is this for real? Like, can you just give me some validation?
Yeah, that is
it. You don't feel like I'm losing my mind.
Because when all this happens, it's almost like your eyes literally are awakened, and you're like, how does this work? And you do question you know, because all of a sudden it just seems to snap into place. And mm-hmm. you do question, you know, is this real or not? And if you progress, you know, you'll find that not only is it real, but it's a blessing.
Yes, an absolute blessing. And for me, it's just opened up, like, not only my heart, but just this immense gratitude. I just feel so grateful for everything that comes across my path anymore. And I feel grateful for this. I mean, even this podcast, like this idea came to me 2.5 years ago, and it was just kind of an idea. And I never thought that I could actually make it come to life, but it's pretty amazing. And I'm pretty sure that the conversation we had about what, 1.5 years ago, was that on my first podcast, you would be my first guest. I'm pretty sure that that's how
yes. Yes.
So it's like watching something. It's almost like we saw the future before it even happened. It's crazy.
it's so true. But when you see things come to fruition and fall into place, it just really lets you know that things are in perfect working order.
Mm-hmm.
They are as
yeah.
they should be. Maybe they don't make sense, but they are in perfect working order.
Yes, absolutely, because,
mm-hmm.
You know, in the beginning, and this is just to give people an idea when they start opening up and awakening, a lot of things can change, right? So it can be almost like, feel like your world is falling apart around you, but that's just to make way for better things to come, right?
Exactly.
You know, and they feel like, you know, new job, new hobbies, maybe even a new love or spouse, and it may be devastating in the beginning, but you're letting go of that which no longer serves you to accept the things that are, you know, going to be for the best of all, for the best of you, for the best of the world around you. And once you kind of accept it and go with the flow, amazing things just start happening. And it's actually quite easy compared to when you are trying to fight it all the time. So,
you know, I agree with that. I agree with that 100%.
Yeah. When I finally stopped fighting the fact of, oh, hey, I should do this podcast and thinking like, what, me? Have you lost your mind? No. And then I just kind of went with the flow and did it. It kind of like, almost like a red carpet, just things started to roll out in front of me to help me along my path. So once you accept it and start going with it,
yes,
it happens for you. It's amazing.
It does. You know, I do believe that once you, you know, ask the universe for something, they wholeheartedly conspire to make it happen.
Yes. Yeah, I totally agree. And especially if it's going to be helpful to others, because I want this to be a platform for kind of holding the space for people to come and learn and share what they know, and for us to be connected, you know, have a connection with others and learn. So,
I agree with that, because we all need to, you know, we all didn't learn this all by ourselves. I mean, many people are self-taught, you know, and I do encourage people to read books and watch videos and go to seminars and do classes and all of that. But, you know, we all come into this differently and on our own, and it's definitely an adventure.
Yes, I totally agree. And I feel like once we start to follow our joy and follow like our authentic self, it's letting your personal light shine, which gives permission for other people to let their light shine. Because a lot of times we feel like, oh, well, I can't do that because nobody does that, or people think I'm weird. But when you start to become who you authentically truly are, it's like others kind of light the fire in them, and they're like, you know what, I'm going to do this thing that I've been wanting to do my entire life, and I've been afraid of doing it. And then they,
right,
like others, so it's like this ripple effect that starts helping, you know, just a multitude of people by just being who you are. And it sounds so simple, but it works. It really does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with that. Absolutely.
Yeah, I hope that that, you know, we can help people through this podcast, and I hope that if anybody is joining us tonight that is going through an awakening and kind of experiencing some of these things that we were talking about, like you've had a spiritual experience where you feel like the world around you is almost like a dream world, you know, because sometimes that happens when you wake up, you look around and you're like, wait a second, have I been living this dream my entire life? What have I been doing? And it's almost, you know, devastating, because then, like I said, you feel like your whole world starts to fall apart, and you might have new hobbies now and new friends, and people that have known you your whole life will be like, what is going on with you? Like, are you going through a midlife crisis? What's happening?
Right. And I, yes.
It's just,
and I experienced that as well.
Yeah. And I know that I had talked to you about this, you know, in the beginning about being afraid of what other people think. And, you know, there might be a few people, but it's not as bad as our imagination says it is. You know what I mean? Coming and saying,
it's really not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really not, because I found everyone was, I mean, for the most part, very accepting. I had some friends that, you know, felt it was a religious faux pas, if you will. And to those people, I, you know, would quote First Corinthians 12:1-11, that God does give us individual gifts. Yes, they are to edify Him, and these gifts are given to us freely from Him, and to use them, you know, for the betterment of all.
Yes.
So
I'm just reading a comment from our chat here, and it says,
"Great.
Unfortunately, I see precog just in tune per se. Oh, like precognition, like seeing things. That's pretty awesome. Do you see
nice
precognitive things? Do you see things before they happen at all, Kimberly?
You know, I get those things in dreams, but I see them through clairvoyance, though. And my things are, I remember a situation where I had a couple here, and out of nowhere, I was talking to them, and I thought, you know, with the woman, I thought, you're going to work with children. I don't know why I feel that. And I felt the twins, that you'll have twins one day. And they had no idea what I was talking about, of course. And turns out they called me 2 days later and found out the twins are predominant on both sides of their family. And then 2 months later, she's working at CHKD Children's Hospital. So to me, it comes through mostly clairvoyance.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's really, really awesome.
It's interesting.
I can see certain things, but it's not something that I can kind of turn on and turn off. It just kind of happens, you know. Sometimes I'll have like a dream, or sometimes I'll have what I would call like a daydream. I'll see like a vision in the middle of a day, and a lot of times those don't have enough information for me to even know who it's for, when it's going to happen, or what it's about. And I won't know. Happens, and then I'll be like, oh, that's what that was for. And I don't know if this is something that is just cultivated with time and practice, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see with time.
That would be interesting to look into, to see if you can kind of pinpoint, you know, when you get these feelings, we often don't know who to assign them to and where they belong, but as you progress, you learn where things go. It's really all like a puzzle. It's a huge puzzle that we all work with. And you have to figure out why, you know, what does this picture mean to me, and what does it mean in relation to someone I might know? It's not as easy as just looking into a crystal ball and, you know, saying, you know, I think your dog is going to, you know, have puppies next week or something like that.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something has to be cultivated.
Exactly. And I think that's another, you know, something that we might do in a future show is talk about, you know, what are the different kinds of clairs and what are the different kinds of gifts that you can cultivate and how do you find out which ones you are predominant to? Because I think that's another thing that happens when you start to awaken. You don't really know how you best communicate with spirit. You don't really know how to pick up the signs all that much. They just kind of come and go at first. Do you think that's true?
Right. I do, because I would get certain symbols that I didn't know what they meant until later on. And then I'm like, oh, okay, now I get it. But, you know, you have to, I remember talking of symbols, having a friend that said, well, where do you think I'm going to live? And I literally saw a black background and a huge apple. Well, so she ended up in the Big Apple in New York. So, yeah, and I didn't know, what does a Big Apple mean? I don't, and then I'm like, I get it now. That's where you're going to end up. And you have to, learning to establish the meaning of symbols is, in the beginning, the hardest part. And it really only comes with practice.
Yes. I absolutely agree. I can remember it's almost like a game of charades, you know, and you're building it almost like an alphabet with your guides. So for me, a lot of times in the beginning when I would get something right, I would get a thumbs up or a clapping hands. That's what I would see in my mind. Or if I got something wrong, I would get thumbs down. Like, nope, ain't wrong to see, wrong. So that's what I get. Until I build up more vocabulary for them to work with me, you know?
Yeah, and it's so funny how we all see that differently. Like, for me, if I know it's from spirit, they show me the picture a second time. If I don't see the picture a second time, I know it's not from spirit. So I withhold that information because sometimes, you know, we do, you know, I try my best not to... It is so much easier to read somebody that you don't know, which doesn't make any sense, I know. But, you know, I sometimes if I don't think it's from spirit, I'm like, maybe hold back on that.
Yes, I totally agree. And that's something that comes with practice, too. You have to learn what is it, when is it from spirit, when is it your ego or just your imagination, you know? So that's something
exactly.
That comes from practice.
Right.
So
and you and the biggest
done. We've got 90.
Oh, we're
90,
almost done.
Yeah. But I just want to thank you so much for joining me, Kimberly. I really truly appreciate it, and I wouldn't have wanted anyone else to be my first guest since we talked about this like a year and a half ago. So thank you so much.
Oh my honey. Well, thank you for having me. It was a joy. It was really lovely. Thank you so much.
So if you guys are tuning in now, we will be having the next podcast on March 23rd. My special guest will be Rodrigo Ortiz, and we're talking about Reiki healing. And tonight's guest was Kimberly Vana. And Kimberly, how can our guests reach you?
Well, I do have a site. It's www.kimberlyvana.com. So it's KIMBRLYVANA.com or 757-818-5329, which is also on the site.
Awesome. And I put that in our Facebook page. It's Meta Musings on Facebook. So you guys are welcome. So thank you so much for joining us tonight. And Kimberly, I'm sure that I'll be chatting with you. Bye.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. Have a lovely evening. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you, you too. Take care.
Okay. All right. Bye, honey.
Bye.